Chapter 14. A New Pair of Eyes. His name is Fresco. He arrived 5 months ago, a yellow Labrador retriever, 18 months old, much like Tila in stature and deferential temperament, though slightly smaller and a very different dog. That difference has been hard for me to adjust to, since I keep wanting him to be her. I want him to look exactly like her, to feel her body under his skin. I want him to guide me in that jubilant way she does. And most of all, I have wanted from the start for him to bring me a Frisbee. But Fresco, although a retriever by breed, is not a retriever deep in his blood in the same way as Tila. Retrieving is not his life, his first nature. His first nature is his desire for companionship, and second to that, his sense of smell. He likes to follow his nose, and he likes to follow and guide me. When he guides, Fresco shows a similar happiness in his work as Tila does. His head is forward, he has a swift pace and smooth gliding motion to his gait. It is a pleasure walking with him. "It feels natural," I said to the trainer when I first met Fresco to try him out. Natural having been defined by my past 10 years with Tila. As I walked with him on the streets of San Rafael, I looked down and saw by my side a golden glow, and I felt as if I were coming home. Fresco was, like Tila, born in the guide dog kennels. Then he was raised by a family in Fernley, Nevada, near Reno. The father in the family worked as a police officer on an Indian reservation, sometimes assisted by a bomb-sniffing German shepherd who was Fresco's companion while growing up. The mother worked at a shelter for abused or neglected children and took Fresco with her. He was patient with the most troubled children. Their daughter taught him to walk quickly while healing with her, for which I am grateful. According to the family stories told to me when I met them at Fresco's guide dog graduation, he carried around a small metal bowl throughout his puppyhood, and he would only sleep on a particular blanket. When the family brought him back to the guide dog campus for his formal training at age 15 months, they brought his bowl and blanket. "The bowl doesn't have to be metal," the mother told me. "You can get him a plastic one." The originals have long since disappeared. At present, Fresco has a favorite bed and blanket to the left of where I sit at my desk. He goes to this bed at all times when nothing else is happening. "It is," says Hannah, "his home base." He has a tendency to choose the softest dog beds in the house, which has troubled Tila, who has wanted to play with him since the start, and whose only condition has been that he not take over her beds. In place of the bowl, I have given him a white, stuffed, fuzzy bone that he carries around, though not continually, and shows to visitors. He likes to take things in his mouth and strut about with them, showing them off. This is different from Tila's habit of retrieving. She wants to retrieve an item and have you toss it to her, while Fresco wants to display that he has it. He is the new boy in our house, the baby, the dog who everyone looks at curiously, wondering what he will do next, what his personality is, how he will evolve with us. For me, he is my excellent guide, my furry friend, my new pair of eyes.